I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. Star Wars Celebration is right around the corner, and whether you are attending in person or taking it all in via the live stream, it's bound to be one of the most exciting weeks ever for Star Wars fandom. Molly and Alex Damon from Star Wars Explained join me to break down, preview and make predictions on everything from the exclusives, the panels and the after hours fun. What we expect to go down on the mega panels and what little gems on the programming you should not miss, with a separate episode for every day of the con. This is Steel Wars episode 202, part 1, the Star Wars Celebration pregame show. Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and each week we talk to someone of interest about it. And this week we are talking to two people of interest about it, which is very exciting, partly because we love having them on the show, you guys, and also in great part because of what we're going to be talking about. Welcome back to the podcast to talk all about Star Wars Celebration. It's Molly and Alex Damon from Star Wars Explained. How are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing great.
I'm a little bit in shock. This Star Wars Celebration's been coming for a year.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's next week.
Yeah, I feel like I should start packing, like, right now.
I've been, like, I feel like for the past 2 weeks, reached for a shirt to put on and be like, I don't want to make that one dirty, I'm going to pack it. It's like, like, I can't do laundry.
Tear to the eye, I did my first one of that today. What a, that's a real convention coming of age moment, when you know you're about to blossom into a fully formed nerd.
Yep.
good response. So we're here to talk about Star Wars Celebration. Are you guys veterans of Celebration? I know you've been to at least one.
Yeah, this is only our second one. Orlando was our very first one.
Yep.
Had you been to San Diego before?
Nope. The Comic-Con, the only con that we have done frequently is Dragon Con. We've done that for 11 years. It's been a long time,
but that one's here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
The how did the whole, like, the scope of it, like, did it surprise you, or was it sort of par for the course?
Kind of par for the course. A little almost easier, I would say, than Dragon Con, only because it's focused on just one topic and it's more organized, I would say. I mean, it's not like a fan run event. Dragon Con is fan run and it's a giant party. So, like, it's just people everywhere, and it's almost as big as Celebration, but Celebration is bigger. It's got, like, you know, very specific things that, you know, you're going to want to try to get to every day. Where Dragon Con, it's like, you just do whatever you want.
Yeah. And, like, the big panels at Dragon Con are kind of like for things that have already happened. So, once you go, like, for example, the Battlestar Galactica panel, once you go 1 year, it's kind of the same every year after that. So, like, it's not we don't wait in the 3-hour line for that panel anymore because it's pretty much the same.
Well, that's what I think a lot of Star Wars fans like don't take the time to appreciate, to smell the roses, is that Star Wars could have gone and like I remember going to cons when Star Wars was in that limbo where it was like no new content, let's look back. Let's remember the good times. And I always feel like at San Diego, like I have some projected like sadness and frustration for like the brown coats, the the Firefly fans, you know, because that was a really fun season of TV. And I don't know, they're sort of just, I feel bad that their exciting thing for the year is like a Dark Horse comic series. It's,
yeah.
And you know, we've just got such, you know, if anything, you complain there's too much stuff coming out.
Yeah. Dragon Con, I mean, or the brown coats have a big presence at Dragon Con as well. So we feel you there.
Each day of Celebration is 2 months of Star Wars news.
Yeah.
We're going to be busy.
And like, I love the feeling, like I remember at Comic Con 2015 before the Force Awakens panel, just taking note in my head, like there was like, you know, like a real sort of electricity in the room and like a real loud, like nothing noise, like the white noise was like deafening almost of just the excitement in the air. And just that thought in my head of just like Star Wars will be so different in an hour.
And, yeah.
Oh, love, love. I just, oh, it's like that Jacques, the home wrecking bowler in The Simpsons that tried to hook up with Marge Simpson, where he goes, it's not the deed, it's not the memory, it's the moment of anticipation. That is, that's what I'm all about. But let's get into, this is something that got announced during the week that I'm actually low-key very excited about. And that's, did you read about Lucasfilm's, the massive 80-foot mural that's going to be at Star Wars Celebration?
Yeah, I'm curious as to where that's going to be.
I'm curious where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what do you do with it afterwards? Like, it'd be cool if...
Oh, right. You,
like, they had it like a commemorative thing and you could buy, like, a foot of it, like a foot square, and you just got, like, a random square from it. It would suck if you just got dots and then someone else got Yoda's head, but that's...
Yeah.
What do you
Maybe one
do?
Person will get it and they can wrap their house in it.
Mm. Ooh, that'd be pretty dope. But, yeah, an 80-foot mural that's going to, which is one of my favorite things in Star Wars merchandise, have the like feature the entire saga, including, I think, animation as well. Yeah, Star Wars,
awesome.
Star Wars Rebels and Clone Wars. So
yep.
It says the Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels animated series, with each entry given its own segment and equal footing. In other words, Star Wars The Clone Wars will have the same real estate as Star Wars A New Hope, illustrating Star Wars as one large story. So it's sort of like, for those that haven't seen it, it's going to be, I don't know, like 12 or how many sort of segments of Star Wars storytelling, but it's sort of like a Drew Struzan-esque poster that sort of like blends into each other, which, oh my god, I'm ready to be blown away by this. I have high hopes.
Do you think they're going to do this chronologically or by release date? I'm trying to look for clues on the little teaser image right now.
They have to do it chronologically.
Yeah.
I would be on the ground in front of this thing, like itching myself silly. I could not. Oh, that would, oh, no. Like when
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get you all worked up.
Oh, no, we've all got our things, Alex. We've all got our things. And this is mine. Like when I line up my itty bitties, that's the modern collectible that I collect, these little Beanie Baby things. I line them up in chronological storytelling order. It's how your teddy bears have got to be lined up. It's how your murals have got to be put together. Come on, Alex.
Can you come to our Funko collection?
Well, I started it that way, but now we have so many that I just put them on any ledge that I can find.
Any surface that is available.
One day we'll have room to put them in chronological order.
That's how you know your little vice has gone beyond the social stages. Do you know what I mean?
It's yeah, like, there's a problem.
We used to just buy Funkos on the weekend, you know? It was cool, you know? It was having a good time.
It's not chronological anymore.
Yeah. Now Tuesday mornings, you're buying Funkos. It's you're out of control. Now, is there any Celebration exclusive items that has caught your eye?
The Funko Pop.
It's funny you mentioned that.
The Funko, I know that there's going to be the chrome blue Funko are going to be like the ones that you can only get at Celebration. And then the rest of them, they'll eventually be available at different stores. But
I'm looking at the ornaments, the Metropolis inspired like concept art, C-3PO and R2-D2. I'm a big sucker for concept art stuff.
Ooh, no. Is that a Hallmark joint or is that...
think so. Probably. They say they're keepsake ornaments. I saw them and I was like, oh, they're cool statues, and then they're Christmas ornaments, but I'll still take them.
Yeah, that is nice. But going with the Funkos, I'm not a Funko person. I think I've just got a Funko Snoke. I think that's the I've got two Funko Snokes. I've got a hologram and I've got him in his perfection gold robe. But so I'm not into that mentality. But is the exclusives just being a figure you already have in a shiny blue? Is that like enticing?
I don't know. It's definitely not as exciting as the exclusives last year. I kind of was like not super excited for just them being chrome, but there is an exclusive Watto and an exclusive Darth Maul, which I don't know if those will be available elsewhere or not. I think they might just be at the convention. So,
okay. I think the
Watto one is cool because there's no Wattos, but there's like a couple of Darth Mauls, so I was kind of like, eh.
I like this new Darth Maul.
Yeah, it looks
so cool. I'll get Darth Maul and you can get Watto.
Okay.
Watto looks, he makes my tummy churn. He's a weird, that's a weird setup with that head to body ratio. There's something.
I'm sad he doesn't have the stubble.
I like a clean shaven Watto.
He looks a little like a baby.
Aww.
Yeah, he looks like a little gestation or something, like a like a mammal sort of, you know. He's doesn't matter, we're talking about this too long, but it says the sticker on it says 2019 Galactic Convention exclusive. Does that mean it's going to be at other conventions as well, or
sometimes they will eventually release the Galactic Convention line at places like GameStop, so that's why I'm thinking that the blue chrome ones are only going to be available.
Because yeah, the blue ones have the actual Celebration sticker.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, blue. I don't know.
Those will be on the black market.
I think that's the gray market. If you could get them now, that would be the black market, I feel like.
Yeah.
But, I'm a huge Itty Bitty fan, as I mentioned before, and their exclusive, while I want it, has me puzzled. It is the little teddy bear as Princess Leia Bosch, however, whatever side of the tracks you're from. Now, love the figure, love the whole scene in the movie, but it's a weird time to be releasing a Return of the Jedi exclusive.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how many of those there are, like how many the different characters they've released of those.
Probably about 50.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this is confirmation that Bosch will appear in episode 9.
Oh,
let me make a video real quick.
Oh my God. You have gone off the deep end, Alex. Wow. I am smashing that thumbs down button and unsubscribing.
How dare you?
We gotta make a living.
A dirty living. What would amaze me with this is if the itty bitty had a removable helmet, and there was like a teddy bear helmet that came off and then lay it was underneath, and it was somebody that loved me, you know.
Oh,
or if that? It had like a little Velcro attached thermal detonator.
Yes. I think my pick of convention exclusives, whilst I'll be getting the itty bitty Bolsh just out of the necessity of needing them all, the one off the beaten path for my collecting that I think is just a perfect exclusive is the 6-inch vintage carded Phantom Menace Darth Maul and Obi-Wan Kenobi. I just think that's such a good use of the license, a perfect exclusive.
Yeah, those are really cool.
I am like, I have those still, but I want them again.
Just for the packaging.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got the Black Series ones?
No, I have the Episode 1 ones that came with those. Like, it had the same packaging. It just...
Oh, yeah, but these are 6-inch.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Okay.
So that'll be even cooler to have...
Oh, yeah.
To have the old one next to the... like the new one, and you've got like a you know, a giant, it's grown with you as you've grown as an adult, Alex.
You are correct.
Your
that
figure
is cool.
Has grown. Because I've got a signed Ray Park, like Episode 1-1. So I am dying to get this 6-inch to have it like stand guard of my carded nerdery.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of things here. I don't know about this, you guys. I think this is just stepping over the line. You know, sure, I have been watching Friday Night Lights for the past month nonstop, but I don't know about this Phantom Menace football. Like, it's just like, sports, stay away, you know?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, get out of here.
You know, you come in with your Mike Trucco and you have, like, The Force Awakens trailers and stuff, that's overstepping the mark. But I don't know, this football business.
Don't show us Star Wars trailers during a football game. Don't do that.
We're just encouraging them. Then there's like this, I'm not sure if you've seen, there's like a coach's jacket with a giant Darth Maul on the back, which is going for $80. Oh, it's a souvenir jacket, so sort of like that Japanese style. So if that's shiny, that could be pretty dope.
I do like the bomber jacket look. So I did get the one from the last celebration, the gold one. So I might get that.
Nice. Any other? This one's pretty weird. The Jabba the Hutt Chia Pet.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I'm actually kind of into the mugs. I like Aunt Beru's diner with the blue milk, and there's one down with the clone troopers and the stormtrooper helmets, like all the variants.
Ah,
I'm into those.
Okay. Oh, the Aunt Beru's diner's that looks like it would make a good iron-on transfer T-shirt.
This one's gonna be tough because Orlando we drove to, and we could just buy whatever we wanted and drive it home. Now it's like we have limited space.
Yeah.
Unless we wanted to ship it all.
Might have to bring an empty suitcase.
Yeah.
Definite. The Chia Pet is sort of like a clay, like Jabba the Hutt, and then you like grow some plant around him. It's very odd. And at $45, quite the price. Quite the price. What about signatures, you guys? They announce all these people to come, and it's super exciting. You know, Tamira Morrison's coming, but then after a while, it sort of bums me out that it's like, well, most of them are just going to be signing. Like, I wish that everyone that was signing just by contract had to just do a panel, so you could go, you know, here. The lady that played a cantina alien like talk for half an hour, I don't know. That's just me. I just knowing they're in the same convention center as me, and unless you're going to cough up for every person's autograph.
Yeah.
But the I guess one of the more interesting signees by them not being there is no Mark Hamill this year.
Yeah, I heard that the other day, and I guess I didn't realize that he wasn't going to be there. That's kind of sad.
I wonder if they're just playing coy with that.
You think?
I mean, they haven't announced any other members of the Episode 9 cast except for, I think, Jonas, right?
Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I have to imagine that there are quite a few people from Episode 9 that are going to be there that they just haven't said.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Maybe they won't be doing autographs and pictures, but
maybe
I think they'll be there.
Show up dressed as a Force ghost.
Oh, right, they'll crane him in. The only thing about that, Alex, because of course, you know, it's Oscar Isaac said he's going to be at Star Wars Celebration, and you know, Daisy Ridley's going to be there, and the I guess Adam Driver's the questionable big star, whether he'll be there or not, because he has actually never been to a Star Wars Celebration. But previously, when Mark Hamill was on like the Last Jedi panel, he was also announced as like he was doing signings and photos and stuff. So unless, like, my one theory would be that, like, he just didn't want to do the meet and greets this year because of the way Star Wars fandom is. Like, mm-hmm. He was sort of just like, I don't know, you might just not want to have that direct contact. And he will do a surprise appearance at the Episode 9 panel. I hope so, but I'm leaning to he just won't be there.
Yeah. Do we know if Kerry Russell is going?
No idea.
No.
Because Kerry Russell and Adam Driver are currently doing a Broadway show together.
Right.
So
yeah, they might be doing that. I don't know.
I mean, priorities, guys. Come on.
Take a break off of your show.
Right.
One weekend.
Yeah, I hope Adam Driver's there, because I value him as a Star Wars actor. I think he's a pretty good dude. So Thursday is like preview day. So there's nothing really, there's no scheduled panels or anything, which I very much appreciate. A catching your breath day, a looking around day before things get going. How do you guys feel about the preview?
Yeah, I'm happy that we're just going to have a day we can have a meetup or just, yeah, walk around, do our shopping, see what we want to get our hands on maybe for later. But yeah, it'd be nice.
At first I was surprised because like they were like, it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I was surprised that nothing was announced for Thursday. But now I'm like, okay, we'll get there Wednesday, settle in, and then we'll have all day Thursday to just kind of, like you said, explore.
And from a business perspective and a marketing perspective, bravo that you're charging people, what is it, like $60 for preview day to come into your exhibition center and spend money, because there's nothing else to do. It is spectacular.
Did they sell Thursday only tickets?
Yeah, they did, because I'm pretty sure I saw that they were, yeah, they would have for sure, because people that only went, you know, they're leaving on Sunday. Yeah, there's 5 days, because some people bought that were going for the whole week, bought them separately so they could get more lanyards, which again is just credit to the passion for Star Wars fandom.
Yeah. I mean, well, there is something happening on Thursday. Alex,
what?
Your big Lego debut.
Well, yeah, but that's not like a panel or anything.
It's not, but it's something.
We're doing like a Lego build off at the Lego booth at 5 p.m.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what we're building, but they're going to tell us to build something, and we're going to build it.
I think it's going to be like they're going to give you a pile of Lego and like make you build something.
Interesting. I reckon Molly will just go like her eyes will roll back and she'll just very quickly just build the word trivia out of Lego because that's all that's on her mind.
Yeah, I'll become a master builder and I'll just see all the numbers.
Solid Lego movie callback.
Yeah.
Nice.
Proud of you.
Want more content? Of course you do. So stick around after the end of episode announcements for a sampler of one of our latest Patreon Q&As, where I give my opinion on how the title for the episode 9 trailer should be announced and what price point I would hesitate on buying a Disney Plus subscription, and will Lando have the Wear Home trailer moment at Star Wars Celebration Chicago? Just keep listening past the announcements and it's all there. Now, back to the show. Is there any autograph people that you are interested in, or photo people?
I'm doing one this year. So Celebration Orlando, I got to meet Biggs. I got my picture with Biggs.
Nice.
Eric Hagen. So that was great. This year I'm doing Donald Faison. Quite enjoyed the character of Hype Faison, but I have also been a massive Scrubs fan for a long time. So I really, really like the guy. I was excited he was going to be in Star Wars at all. And now I'm like, if I have the chance to shake his hand, I'm going to do it. So, yeah, I'm meeting him on Sunday.
Nice. What about you, Molly?
I'm kind of the same way. I don't have anyone that I'm scheduled to meet with this year, but last Celebration I realized that Sarah Michelle Gellar was going to be there with Freddie Prinze Jr. because she voiced the Seventh Sister, and I am a huge Buffy fan, so I went and got a picture with her and her signature just because I'm a big Buffy fan.
We keep mixing our fandoms.
Well, I don't want to have to do this, you guys, but I'm going to have to true fan you both. Like, what are you doing? You're getting autographs for other franchises. We're there for Star Wars Celebration. You have to ignore the work on Scrubs.
It's efficiency steal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sarah Michelle Gellar doesn't do any appearances at any conventions.
Really?
For Buffy. And so when I found out she was going to be there, I was like, this is my chance.
Yeah.
Nice. My one would be Hermione Caulfield, who played Tally, the A-wing pilot. I just liked her swagger in the A-wing.
Oh yeah, she had a lot of presence and was wiped out way too quickly.
Yeah.
She became a fan favorite after two lines.
Yeah. And yeah, she's just, I just liked her enthusiasm as a resistance pilot. And she's in an A-wing as well, which for vintage, you know, Star Wars collectors, that's like a quite a expensive ship to get. And I've got her A-wing with her in it. And I wouldn't mind getting the A-wing signed, because I'm not so much into photos getting signed that much. I think, like, I don't know, fun items is sort of just more interesting on your shelf.
Yeah.
I would get a Funko Pop signed, definitely.
I love that your favorite character is Biggs, because I imagine that's a very affordable autograph and photo.
Dude, that's what I keep telling people.
It was, and there was like no line too, and you just got he got to stand there and talk to him for like 10 minutes. I got to say like 4 words to Sarah Michelle Gellar before they shuffled me off.
If you make your like, just choose a minor character to be your favorite, and it's nothing but the red carpet treatment for you. Oh. And they're excited too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just have a great conversation. They're like, why is Biggs your favorite character? And you get to tell them why. And they're like, that's awesome. And then, yeah, you get to hang out for a little bit. There's not as much rush or need to move things along.
Is Biggs's name Garrick?
Yes, Garrick Hagen.
That's right. And it must be flattering for him that...
I hope so. I hope I didn't creep him out.
But like, you know, let's, you know, fair is fair. You know, Alex, you're one of YouTube's most esteemed Star Wars nerds. Do you know what I mean? You are up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There, buddy. And... you know, for him to have like one of, you know, YouTube's biggest Star Wars nerds, I'm his guy. That's quite a compliment.
I would be shocked if he knew about
our channel
or what goes on YouTube. But hey, I hope that he's, I just hope he wasn't creeped out when I was gushing at the table in 2017.
Through the channel, we've kind of spread the word about your love for Biggs.
Right, gospel of Biggs, yeah.
Yeah, now anytime anything happens with Biggs, people tag us in it, and that's always fun.
That is true. Like, I feel like we have people like Veers Watch and Heath who spread the good word of all their favorite minor characters. Yeah. I'm glad to be one of those.
And on our Discord, we have the Mustache Squadron. Is what we call some of our Discord members.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
Oh, it's a compliment of the highest regard.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, see, my guy is Luke Skywalker, and that is a far more expensive dude to...
yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I missed the chance to get his autograph at the first Comic-Con I ever went to because I put off getting it because I was sweating like the $150. And then I went to get it in the second session. I was just like, what am I? I'm crazy. I have to get this autograph. Like, I will forget about $150 in 2 years, but I'll have this picture forever. And then I went back and he was unwell and didn't do the second session.
Oh, no.
And it was like when Homer Simpson went to the mall too late to meet Mr. T. It was really sad.
Second Simpsons reference. We haven't seen The Simpsons.
Oh, really? that explains
we
it.
We only watch Star Wars in this episode.
Okay, well, that explains it because they were both two exceptional references. So now I realize why you weren't just like applauding my reference ability. But with you guys being traitors with your Buffy and your Scrubs action, It's surprising that you're not big Cheers fans because John Ratzenberger is
Bryn Derlin
as well. Yeah, I love it how I'm like, of course you know about him. You're the Star Wars explained people.
I have to know about him because it's trivia.
And okay, when is the first? When is the semifinals?
Friday.
All right. We'll talk about that on Friday's day. Because what we're going to do, we're going to break it up into separate days. And we'll wrap this one up now because I think we've pretty much covered the basics of what's going on. Molly and Alex, let the good people of the internet know where they can have Star Wars explained to them.
YouTube's the main place. Our YouTube channel is just called Star Wars Explained, and you can follow us on Twitter at Star Wars Explain.
And my Twitter is just at Molly Damon. And you can find us on Patreon if you want to support us.
Instagram, yeah. Facebook, all the places.
All the places. Just Google Star Wars Explained. You'll find us.
And we will be there. Like Batman for Commissioner Gordon. It's do you get Batman references, you guys? You're killing me.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm not familiar with the Batman.
The Batman.
I'll have to look that one up.
Okay. And what was the Star Destroyer's name that crashed into the second Death Star?
The Executor.
I knew that. Alex doesn't give me enough time to answer things.
Well, that's that. that could be a deciding factor. I'm going to start throwing in for tomorrow's episode. I'm just going to start throwing in random, like, just pop questions, and you just don't know when they're going to hit.
So if you face me, Molly, in the main Schmodown, there is a speed element, so you gotta.
It will not turn out well.
Love it. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Day two will be up straight after this. So may that force be with you.
Hey, you guys. I hope you enjoyed our day one pre-game show for Star Wars Celebration. And yes, every day for the next 5 days, you will get a new episode with Molly, Alex, and myself breaking down each day's goings on at Star Wars Celebration. If you did enjoy this episode, please, and especially if you're enjoying stuff over Celebration, I know myself and many other podcasters are going to be working tirelessly to get content out. So please pod it forward. A simple retweet or share on social media can get us one new listener. And if each listener got me one new listener, then we would be in a great place. So please keep up the volume on your retweets and all that good stuff. And if you want more bonus content and can support the podcast in a small financial way, please consider checking out the Steel Wars Patreon for just $3 a month. While I promise you will get a new bonus episode every week, last month, our listeners for just $3 a month got 11 bonus episodes, which is about 2 a week. This week, we had 3. We had a listener Q&A, which went for 28 minutes, a news and opinion show from a certain point of view, namely mine. And that went for 17 minutes. And The Feast, one of my favorite podcasts to do, is Star Wars Year by Podcast, where myself and Horst Burkhart from the Blue Harvest podcast go through Star Wars history year by year by browsing the Star Wars Year by Year podcast and letting the conversation flow. And on our third episode, which went up this week, which goes for 75 minutes, we tackle 1973. We are getting in to some serious Star Wars juice in the 70s. So a must listen if you are a Steel Wars Patreon member, and you can be for just $3. And what I'm going to do right now is one of last week's Patreon listener Q&A's featured a fair few celebration questions. So it's a little bit of a sampler. And always, just to give you guys some more content, here is a few of the celebration related questions from last week's Q&A. I hope you enjoy it. And if you can spare $3 for this month, you are going to be treated, because we've got Star Wars Celebration After Dark blog pods, which are Patreon exclusive. There'll be some stuff from the live show that we'll keep exclusive for patrons as well. And there'll be tons of Q&As and news alerts along the way. I love making these mini shows for you. And because on the interview shows, we sort of try to keep things a little bit timeless. So if you want my views on what's going on here and now, that's a great way to do it. I will leave you with this clip. Thank you guys so much. See you tomorrow for our Friday breakdown and our predictions for what will go down in the Episode 9 panel. Thank you guys so much, and may that force be with you. Hey, you guys. Welcome to Questions You Have, Answers I Give, exclusively in full on the Steel Wars Patreon page in the Content Club. And we're here with Harrison. Harrison's feeding at the moment, so this is a feeding episode. So if you hear any slurping, just pretend it's my son who's drinking and not anyone else that might be on the podcast.
Okay. So we've got a bunch of questions to get through. I'm just going through. I missed some on the last episode, so I'm trying to go back and find a few. Oh, Peter with a P didn't have – I don't think I mentioned this one. Didn't have a question on this one, but it's an answer to a question from a previous episode about whether Leia is going to be in the trailer, Leia. And be the like the wear home moment. But Peter with a P suggests, I think she could definitely supply the Chewie wear home moment, but how about Lando strutting in with a, well, 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 what have we here? Cheers. Peter with a P saying cheers, not Lando in the proposed quote. That would be huge. Especially if they want to hold off the Carrie Fisher footage for later on, whether it's for promotional purposes or just making sure the shots are perfect, because those all the scenes with Carrie Fisher are going to be some of the most analyzed, like special effects CGI in all of history. People are going to have a microscope on that for numerous reasons. So, you know, they might be waiting to display that for either technical or promotional purposes, the strategy around the promotion anyway. Lando, to be in that, you know, the theater for the episode 9 panel, and we've just been blown away with all this footage and quotes from the movie, and then it's like blackout moment, and then Lando strutting in with a, well, 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 what have we here? You got to have goosebumps, guys. Oof. That would be, ultra fan servicey, but it's a trailer, man. Serve me up. I'm at Star Wars Celebration. I want to go crazy. So, I love that prediction, Peter, with a P. Appreciate that. Now I'm just going to page down. Cool. Oh, okay, this is a good one. Chris Hall. I hope everyone listened to Chris Hall's Struthers Wars episode where he talks about his favorite Steel Wars episodes and his Star Wars fandom and stuff. That's the latest best of episode up, so best of in inverted commas. Chris Hall's name's always stood out to me because in the 90s there was a pro skater called Chris Hall who I really loved, who skated for New Deal Skateboards, and so it's just always just like, oh, Chris Hall. But Chris Hall was from Washington DC and this Chris Hall's from the UK. Anyway, enough of that. I love this question. If you could choose one character from each prequel movie plus one character from each of the Disney era films, 7 characters in total, do you have as 3.75 inch figures in the Kenner style, who would they be? Now, for those that are new, the thing that I've asked for at every Comic-Con, every time I've gotten to talk to a Hasbro employee in that setting where it would be appropriate to ask for this, but I want retro figures of the prequel and the sequel characters. And not they've just announced they're doing reissues, and they did a retro release of Tarkin, which is sick, except you've got to buy it with a board game that you probably already own. But whatever. Maybe the board game that funds the extra work they had to put into it. So, but yeah, I've always asked that if they could do the prequel and sequel ones, because I think it'd be really cool to have, like, you know, Darth Maul with telescoping lightsaber, and, you know, like Kylo Ren in vinyl cape Kylo Ren. Whew. All right, so one from each film.
That's tough. I would say, episode one, Darth Maul. Have to be Darth Maul. Episode two, I think you gotta go Anakin Skywalker. My son just sighed. He's very stressed. Or maybe... yeah, I guess. Oh, this is a hard game. One, I'd love to do maybe... Six from each film. That's fair. Because you'd want to get a Padme in there. But, I don't know, Padme's outfits in episode three don't really stand out. Like, I feel like the episode two ones would make better action figures. Okay. Oh. It's hard because then they don't match as well. Like if I went Padme Attack of the Clones white outfit, it doesn't match with anything. Yeah, Harrison hears me on that one. I don't know. And then another part of me just thinks, oh, just get all villains. Like a Dooku, get him up in there. I know. I'm going to go Padme. I'll go Padme. And then for Revenge of the Sith, I will go Jedi Anakin Skywalker. For Rogue One, I normally would say Jyn Erso because she's like the lead character, but sorry, it's Krennic, it's Mendo. Come on. Vinyl caped Mendo, you guys. Yep, that would be sick. Now for The Force Awakens, I would go with Rey in scavenger outfit. And then for Solo, I would go Solo. But that's maybe he sort of got to go Solo because it's the lead character. So I have to. But Lando would be a better character. Like a better. Like the yellow would be so good. I'm going Lando. I'm getting rid of my lead character, title character thing, and I'm just going with what's going to look cool. And then did I say Last Jedi, Kylo Ren? So did I get them all? Yeah, that sounds like seven. Yeah. Banging. Awesome and very hard question, Chris. I would love, it would take, you know, it's a lot of thought, but I would love to work out a top six from each film. I think that's a lot fairer. And for me, it would be more drive to collect it if there was a little, you know, you could get a little collection going. but it would be a limited collection. Like, I don't want to, you know, I don't need, I don't know, who's a, I don't need a Rick Ollie vintage figure, although, all right, let's go to the next page. Now, I don't think I've talked, oh no, I liked it, so I must have. Okay, I did talk about that one. Okay, now we're on to this episode's questions. And Timothy Dunlap just chimes in. I'm really impressed by the questions for this episode. Well, that was for the last episode. So thank you, Tim. Yeah, the questions have been good. The questions are what the show relies on, really. So Rowan Strang, he says, I predict that during the episode 9 panel, JJ and the cast are going to have a lot of good-natured fun at our expense, teasing us and dancing around the title before we get to know it. But ultimately, do you want someone like JJ, Daisy, or Kathy to tell us all the title, or do you want to see it and read it for the first time when they show the teaser trailer? Rowan, excellent question. That is good. I think Timothy can rest assured that the level of questions this episode are pretty good as well. Well, I think if you are told it, that it is, I don't know, it doesn't have the same impact because there's so much pressure on the person saying it. Like if they use some, like, inflection or, like, revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the Sith. Like, but seeing it as a logo for the first time, you know, Star Wars, the lettering, I presume it's going to be in blue. And then in between that, the New Order. I don't think it's going to be that. But, it might be. I don't think it will be. I think the title will be like the Phantom Menace. I want a title like that that describes the movie, but no one could have thought of in advance. You know, like The Last Jedi is pretty sick. Like that made me want to like buy a ticket really quickly because I was a bit standoffish about where I was going to check it out. Ugh. So yeah, I would love it to be at the end of the trailer. Like let's have the Lando thing, you know, battle scene, battle explosion, black screen rises again. Lando walks in. Well, well, well. Do we have here? Music, crescendo, Star Wars, the Force settlement. That'd be pretty sick. Because the double pops, like to have the Lando thing, then have the title. And if the title's like a ripping name, which I hope it will be, like I think The Force Awakens is a like a sick title for like real world and in movie reasons. So if JJ could come up with like the end of the saga version of The Force Awakens, that'd be sick. But if the title's sick and not Solo a Star Wars Story, then remember, it was always the untitled Han Solo film, and then the title ended up being the untitled Han Solo film is Solo. At least it's not called Untitled. But anyway, I'm just being a dick. Yeah, so it would be awesome for it to come up on the screen, Rowan. Woo, yeah. Brandon Baker asks, at what price point in US dollars do you start hesitating on buying a Disney Plus subscription? I guess
It depends on what is out at the time. So I would say, like, if it's showing new episodes of Star Wars programming, so if it's showing new Cassian, new Mandalorian, or new Clone Wars. Oh, little man, what was that? Oh, I hope you heard that little squeal. Anyway, stop ruining content, Harrison. So if it's a non new content month, I would probably $10, I'd be in a real gray area. I'm a lot more confident in the $5 a month area. But you know, we'll see. If it's a new content period, then they've kind of got me, and I would be able to quite honestly justify it to myself for like $30 a month. Just that I would say to myself, well, that's the price if I bought the series on Blu-ray. And I'm getting better value than the Blu-ray, although I don't get to keep it. I wonder if they will release these shows on Blu-ray. Or they just like, even though that could be another revenue stream, they don't. It's more important just to drive the money towards Disney Plus. They just want people signed up on that, because in the long run, that's how they'll make more money. But yeah, so I could sort of go, oh yeah, $30, and because I'd buy it on Blu-ray, or you know, spend, you know, go to the cinema for like $18 or something, and I'd want to see the stuff. I might, you know, like work out exactly like the biggest value for the subscription. So just say the series went over 10 episodes, 11 episodes, let's say 11, because that, let's say 12. And so that's over a 3-month period. But I might like do the first month, then wait until there's only 1 month left. So skip a couple of weeks, and then I can just catch up and then watch the finale in sync with everyone else. Yeah? Thanks, Harry. Back on the bottle. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so I might sort of not watch it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks to save myself $30. But there's no way it's going to be $30. So, Bobby, you won't get away with $30. I would love to see the research they've done, though, in, you know, working out the cost versus quantity. Do you know what I mean? Like going, well, if we put it at $3, you know, 100 million people will subscribe and we'll make $300 million. But if we put it at $10, then, I don't know, 20 million people subscribe, and that'll be whatever. I'm now wrestling with my child. Yeah. Notice it happens, I guess, yeah, because he starts eating at the start, and at the end he gets all talky. Yeah, so that would be my strategy and justification for the spending. To hear this episode in full, along with getting access to over 500 Steel Wars episodes, consider joining us on the Steel Wars Patreon Content Club for just $3 a month. The link is in the show notes, and it really helps the ongoing production of the Steel Wars podcast. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.